I am Kim.
And I'm Danae. Welcome to Mysterious Mavens Podcast.
We are a true crime podcast that also enjoys all things spooky. So, but we also prioritize self-care. So, Danae, what did you do this week for self-care?
What did I do? Did I already say about the non-alcoholic bar?
No.
Oh. What? So, me and my mom went to this non-alcoholic bar in Denver called Awake.
Oh, I've been wanting to hear about this. Yeah. Okay, so what happened?
It was so cool. Like, they just have all sorts of, like, fancy cocktails, but everything does not have alcohol in it.
Where in Denver is this?
It was on Clay Street. It was, like, kind of, like, behind Empower Field.
Okay.
I've never heard of this. It was so cool. Like, all the drinks were so good. Everyone was super nice there. Like, the vibe was just, like...
Is that the sparkly purple drink you had?
Yeah, yeah. We had this, I forget what it was called. It was, like, some kind of, like, potion or something. And it had, like, edible glitter in it.
That.
It was so cute. But, yeah, it was just nice to, like, hang out with my mom and, like, have some time for
love
just us.
With Colleen.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's really cool.
Yes. I love quality time with my...
I liked the pictures you guys took.
Yeah.
I physically liked it and everything on Instagram.
I gave it a heart.
If you will.
Yeah. Yeah, what'd you do?
Well, I bought some shirts, some sweatshirts. I got you one, too.
Oh, yeah, our skeleton shirts are so cute.
I think it's good. I don't spend too much money on clothing. I used to. Let me tell you. I also worked at a department store that I still love to this day. But I don't buy too many clothes now, and I just saw these sweatshirts of these, like, skeletons dancing. I'm like, well, if I've ever seen that anything that reminds me of me and Danae, this is it. So I got me and Danae these sweatshirts, so.
Yeah, they're so cute. And it's, like, really soft on
the
inside.
They're so soft, and they're so, like, and they're big.
Yeah, I'm, like, ready for
fall. I think they'd
be cute
with leggings.
Yeah, totally.
I'm excited to wear it. It's a little hot right now.
Yeah, it's not, we're not quite there yet.
I wore it, like, tied around my waist so you could see it, and I was like, I wonder if Danae's gonna compliment this. So I could
pull it out. Notice it.
Well, I mean, it was kind of, like, folded over. Yeah. But I, like, wore it around my waist and everything, but I was just like, I don't know. I love summer, and I'm loving it, and I know I'm, but it's, you know, and it is cooling down, which is helpful, but.
Yeah, I'm, like, ready.
Oh, I'm sad to see it go. I just, like, being able to, like, take the dogs out, and I'm not like, where's
my jacket?
That's
true. I do enjoy taking the dogs out, and, like, sometimes I'll just go barefoot.
Well, because, like... I'm still taking the dogs out because Keith still can't walk, so it's kind of nice. Yeah, I'll take the dogs barefoot, and I know people stare at me, and I'm like, what? I'm at home.
Yeah, I don't care. Yeah.
But yeah, what's your story today? I've heard I'm going to be infuriated.
You're going to be so mad.
So ready to be mad all the time.
Yeah. Get ready for this shit show. It's called The American Plan. Have you ever heard of this?
No, and you guys were kind of saying something about it upstairs, and I was like, I have not heard of this ever.
Okay, so let me give you some background information, because so my email, I subscribe to, like, the History Channel, or, like, history.com.
Oh, that's smart.
And they'll just, like, send you stories about, like, history and, like, I don't know, what happened on this day, or, like...
Oh, that's really
just
cool.
Just fun articles like that. So I saw this one... And it was called, it piqued my interest because it was called, like, the mass, what is it called? Oh, America's Forgotten Mass Imprisonment of Women Believed to be Sexually Immoral.
I was fucking pissed.
I'm gonna need to read this. So I did
sexually
a deep dive.
Immoral?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, what?
I also used the New York Times, the social hygiene campaign that sent thousands of American women to jail by Cynthia Gorney. And I think there was one other one. The Beacon Press. So I'll list all my sources in the show notes, but those were like the main articles where I was like, what the fuck?
I'm just already like,
yeah, buckle up. Okay.
Buckle up, buckaroo.
So this American plan began during World War I, like 1910 to 1950s. In some states, it went on until
for 40 years.
The 70s, yeah. And basically what it is, it was this adopted plan from Europe where, I guess in France, sex workers used to have to show their genitalia to health officials to, like, make sure that they didn't have any STDs or STIs.
Wow, how to make somebody feel like an animal.
Yeah.
And here's my question, too, because I think it's good, like, if you are in sex work that you do get tested because, well, sure, yeah, like, there's people out there.
But that's your responsibility.
Exactly. That's your responsibility. So they would just show people. They wouldn't, like, do tests or anything and wouldn't go to, like, a clinic.
No. Well, I'm not sure how deep the French plan went.
Okay.
But the American plan was adopted from that. So basically it was this plan to prevent soldiers from getting STIs. Because a huge percentage of the military at that time were infected with syphilis or gonorrhea.
Oh, wow.
And obviously, if they get syphilis or gonorrhea and it goes for so long, now we have less soldiers that are able-bodied to, like, fight, you know?
We've heard of plenty of, like, you know, celebrities and, like, famous people. Not a celebrity, but, like, Al Capone died of syphilis.
Oh, yeah, and it, like, fucks, yeah. It, like, is kind of a mind-deteriorating, yeah, thing.
Yeah,
if you let it get that bad.
Exactly.
So, anyways, they were thinking, this is also, like, a national security threat. So not only is it a health threat, but it's a national security threat.
I can agree with that.
So, sure, yeah.
Yeah.
So they outlawed any sex work within a 5-mile radius of any military camps. This is how it started. And that was called the Moral Zone.
So essentially they were trying to not have, sex workers go and,
fraternize with the, yeah, soldiers. Yeah.
Okay.
But then, they end up finding out that the men were being infected in their hometowns. So not even by sex workers wherever they were stationed. They had got this earlier and then came, and then now it's, like,
fun fact, everywhere. Anyone can get syphilis and gonorrhea.
Sure. Like, so that's... then, because of that, they push out this, like, 5-mile radius to a national level. So,
okay.
In 1918, federal officials start pushing each state to pass a model law, meaning that health officials could arrest anyone they thought might have an STD or an STI. They would examine them by force. Oh, and God. If they tested positive, they were allowed to detain them until they were considered non-infectious.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No.
This was all opinion-based. This was not, like...
Yeah. Like, you could just be walking down the street and they'd be like, you seem like you have an STI.
Are you...
You're coming with me.
Okay, yeah. So I guarantee this got a little bit weird, and I'm sure, mm-hmm, they picked certain people for certain reasons.
Absolutely. So, on paper, it basically stated that this applies to anyone, like, any gender.
Man or... Okay.
Man or woman or whatever. But when it was actually put into place, it was women who were targeted, and a lot of women of color, a lot of immigrant women.
I knew you were going to say that, mm-hmm, and I want to scream.
Yeah. So, by 1921, every state had one of these laws put in place. So, this is, like, a whole fucking thing that I've never even heard of.
And this is 1921, like, yeah, during when we had other shit to worry about?
Uh-huh. Yeah. So, the STIs were basically, like, raging, and sex workers just kind of became the scapegoat. Because it's like, well, they have sex, so they're, and they have multiple partners, so obviously it's them, you know, like.
Oh my God.
They just became an easy target to be like, to blame it on.
Of course they did.
Yeah. So like I said, anyone could be arrested under reasonable suspicion. So you could literally just be minding your fucking business, eating at a restaurant, and a health official could come up to you and be like, you're coming with me.
I can't even imagine that. Yeah. I can't even imagine.
It also got bad because people would, like, these police officers, or these health officials, I'll say. I don't think it was police officers. They would...
And here's just a side note, and maybe you don't know the answer to this these health officials, were they just random people that were like, I want to be a health official? And they're like, yes, you do.
I'm not sure what the qualifications
were. Okay, because I was wondering if they, that's like, did question, have any, like,
I'm sure they had training, some kind of medical background of some sort. Okay. I'm not sure.
Not that how they would use it, but it would just be, it would be better, I guess, if they did have some sort of medical background. But, I mean,
but you can't tell from someone who's fully clothed and just, like, walking like around.
Like, the Tinder or Bumble approach where you, like, swipe left or swipe right. Like,
you don't know.
You just go off of looks. Like, that's disgusting.
And also, it's their responsibility. Their, like, they should be able to come to you as a health official.
Yeah.
Like, hey, I think I have something going on. Can you help me out? Not just randomly picking people.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Super fucked up. So, there were also cases where, because these health officials were in this, like, position of power.
Of course.
They'd be like, well, have sex with me and then I won't detain you.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No.
Oh, okay, but they think you might have an STI, but they were like, prove it by...
Yeah.
So it got real rapey
and like really, really bad.
That's fucked up.
So here's a couple of like specific cases from women.
Okay.
And their experiences.
Am I going to scream?
Perhaps. Okay. So first one, I'm going to go in order of year. So, 1918, there is this young lady named Nina McCall. Now, there's a whole book of trials. It's called The Trials of Nina McCall by Scott W. Stern. There's a whole book documenting her entire experience. I didn't read it, but I got, like, the synopsis of it.
Yeah.
So, 1918, she had just turned 18. She was summoned to a local health office. So essentially
like a baby.
Yeah, like a little baby 18, child.
You're like,
yeah,
you're a baby.
Still a baby. Yeah. She gets summoned to this health office and they're saying, you know, you have to be examined for STIs. So she goes, and she said it was a terribly humiliating experience. They examined her and diagnosed her with gonorrhea. So she knew that there was no way she had it, and she insisted on telling the health officials that she's like, there's absolutely no way that this is even possible. I for sure don't have it. And it didn't specifically say if she was like a virgin or not,
but I'm assuming, yeah, the only reason,
or she like, was with someone who was, you know, like she wasn't being a promiscuous kind of
person. And even if at she that was, point in her yeah,
life. And even if she was like,
Who fucking cares? Yeah.
So she's, like, insisting it. I don't have it. I promise I don't have it. They are adamant. They're like, nope, you for sure have it. Oh my God. They convince her to commit herself to Bay City Detention Hospital in Michigan. So they had all these hospitals
set
up.
Where was this initially?
This was all over.
So, I mean, like, where was she?
Oh, that Michigan. She was in Michigan.
Okay, okay. Yeah. So they weren't like, she's in New York or something.
Oh, no, no, no. Oh, okay. No. Okay. So they convince her, you know, you for sure have it. You need to commit yourself to this hospital. And they had all these different facilities set up all around the country.
What the fuck?
And this ended up, just like as a side note, these facilities were kind of the groundwork for future women's prisons. So,
oh
just
my God.
As an aside.
So, it started off as something that could ideally be a good thing, turned into, like, the worst thing it could be.
Yeah, it got real out of hand. So, she had to spend 3 whole months there as an 18-year-old. Like, how scary. And...
No. Because I'm sure they obviously didn't treat her well. You can't tell me that they...
That's what I'm getting to.
Yeah.
So, they made her do hard labor...
Of fucking course they did.
Uh-huh. And so what's fucked up about these facilities is that they would give these women mercury injections, which at the time was thought to prevent or cure syphilis and gonorrhea.
Mercury didn't have, like, as many...
Mercury.
You know, yeah. But it wasn't as known to be dangerous. I mean,
well,
now,
no,
yeah,
for sure.
Now,
but it was super painful to get these
injections. Oh, I'm sure. And I'm sure their, like, body's like, the fuck are you doing?
Totally.
And maybe that's why we have anti-vaxxers.
Well, and then they also force-fed arsenic-based drugs to these women.
Are they just And okay, here's a question. They're sorry, essentially just poisoning them. if you don't, okay, did these women know that they were being like fed arsenic? And
I'm not sure if they knew. Okay. It was just like, here's your injection. I'm sure
they probably didn't tell, but it makes you wonder if they like knew they were killing these women, and, or if, you know, if these women.
I don't know. Like, during those times, I feel like there was not a lot of like science-based medical treatments.
Yeah.
You know, they're like, well, do Coca-Cola, heroin about it. Yeah, like, yeah, so.
Here's some Coke. Enjoy, little 8-year-old
You'll
boy.
Be fine. Yeah. Yeah, so.
And I know they use, like, Coca-Cola and cocaine.
Yeah.
Like, if it had Coke in the title, it was medicine. For essentially, sure. So,
if any of the women who were being held misbehaved, they would be beaten. They would be soaked with freezing cold water.
Oh, why?
And or thrown into solitary confinement.
Of course.
And in some really bad cases, some ladies were even sterilized. Yeah.
They would.
So that they could never.
Here's my question.
Have children.
Would they take out their internal organs? Like, or.
It just said sterilize. I'm not sure to what extent.
Oh, that's so fucked.
Yeah.
I can't. I don't even want to go there in my brain of how awful, awful right. that is.
So you pretty much just had to, like, sit down, shut the fuck up, and, like, hope that you would get out.
Because of, like, just them having a hunch, or just obviously just choosing you.
Just being fucking assholes. So.
So gross.
And this is, like, it's just so shocking that we've never heard of this. Tens of thousands
it's
of women. Just,
it's wrong that we've never heard about this. This should be something that's taught.
Mm-hmm.
Hi. Have you ever heard of history repeating itself?
Right. So tens of thousands of women were detained. I mentioned that they were basically, the facilities were the foundation of women's prisons.
Mm-hmm.
And Nina ended up suing for this horrendous treatment.
Good for her.
But unfortunately, she lost her case.
Oh, fucking course so she did.
So she just has to live with the trauma of being a whore, like, in their minds, you know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Just stupid shit where you're
did
like,
did she show off too much of her ankles? Like, Jesus Christ.
What was she wearing? Like, it literally is just so, like, mind-boggling that this
just
is a thing.
Just a quick side note. I'm not going to mention who this person is, but I know somebody that was in their own apartment that was sexually assaulted.
Oh, Jesus.
In their own apartment. And the judges said, what were you wearing?
Absolutely.
And this person was in their own fucking apartment.
Like, that has nothing to do with anything.
That has nothing to do with anything ever. And especially, like, take away that has nothing to do with anything if you are walking down the street at night or if you are just doing anything. It has nothing to do with anything. But especially in your own fucking home.
That's terrifying.
Like, so terrifying and so wrong. And that was the 80s.
Ew.
Yeah.
Dude, yeah. So this whole thing got me all riled up. You know, Steven likes to tease me about when I get a little too drunk and he's like, are we ranting about the patriarchy yet? And I'm like, I'm sorry. It's a real fucking thing.
It is a real thing. And you know,
and I should be mad.
We should be mad. And you know what? And we also even have it better in the shit we have to deal with. And we have it, like, it's just, wrong. It's so wrong.
Yeah, soup's fucked up.
Oh, my God.
So, you know.
What was she wearing? That
America
makes me
just
so mad.
Hates women.
Ugh, clearly.
Okay, where's my second story?
The fact that anyone, I'm sorry, I'm not done. The fact that anyone at any point heard about this and was like, that's fine.
Well,
I don't care how backwards your mindset is, like, I just don't know how
we've never heard about this at all. So then, 1919, in Sacramento, Margaret Hennessy and her sister's name just said Mrs. Bradrich. So I'm not sure what her first name was. I just know her last name.
Oh, so they take away her first name. Cool.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I tried to find what her full name was.
I know. There's sometimes with research and stuff
it's
that,
weird.
You know, at that point.
Like, why would they tell her full name? But whatever. Anyways, so.
Sure. Maybe she didn't want it. That could be it, too.
Who knows?
Yeah.
So, in 1919, Sacramento, there was this moral squad who was basically just, like, a group of the health officials. They arrested 22 women under the suspicion that they were infected with STIs.
And they're called the Moral Squad.
Like, grow up.
The irony.
Like,
oh, the fuck audacity.
Off. Fuck off.
Oh, yeah. Danae, you weren't kidding. I'm so mad right
I know.
Now. I'm fucking pissed.
So, okay. So Margaret and her sister were two among these women.
Yeah.
Margaret, I think maybe this is why we have Margaret's full name. Margaret was the only one of this entire 22 to give a statement to the news. So she was fucking pissed, as she should be.
But, like, how brave of her, too. Because right? I'm sure it was really
scary to speak out.
But, like, it's scary to speak out now, but, like, sure. In the 1920s?
Yeah.
Like, so that's so brave of her.
Yeah. Basically, she was ready to talk to the news because she was fucking pissed. She was like, I was humiliated. I was scared. I was angry. She was one of the luckier ones, her and her sister, because they were released by 8 p.m. later that day and told to come to court the following day.
So they were only held for, like, a few hours, not, like...
They were held, like, all day.
Oh, okay.
Like, from, like,
but
9
not 3
to 8.
Months, like...
But, yeah, not, yeah. Like, not like Nina.
Yeah.
Because they examined her. They decided that she didn't have any infections, and so they released her. But they still had to go to court the next day, I guess, to be like, did this happen? Are you infected? Whatever the fuck.
So essentially, and they could be thrown back in.
Yeah. So that's charges scary. Were dismissed, though. And she was still just, like, ready to defend herself. Like, she showed up to court being like, this is absolutely uncalled for. Yeah. How dare you? Like, what the actual fuck? So it made an imprint on her. She was terrified. She was quoted to say, I dare not venture into the streets for fear I will be arrested again.
What a badass, though, being able to, like, say that. Mm-hmm. Like, good for her.
Yeah. So of the 22 women who had been arrested...
Were these women of color?
I'm not sure. It didn't tell me about any of the other women.
Okay. I'm like, 22 they also sounds like a high it. Number. Okay.
They all were just like, put my head down, get me the fuck out of here.
So sad that 22 women felt that way.
Right? So 16 were released on that same day that they were arrested. 6 had to be kept overnight. Okay. And P.S., they were not allowed to contact their family.
Of course not.
They were not allowed to contact anyone.
Their family
anyone.
Could freak out.
And yeah, and just be like, well, like... My daughter, my sister, my wife
this
is missing.
All terrible. It's all terrible, and none of this is okay. But the fact that, like, the families also had to worry, I mean, because, like, you at least would want to let the families know.
Well,
so.
If this is such a, like, legal thing,
yeah,
why would you not tell the families
even
where these women are?
Even serial killers are able to call their family members and be like, I got arrested because I have a problem killing.
Sure. So, and only one of these women tested positive, so she, I guess, had to stay. It didn't really go into detail about where she ended up being held, what they did to her, but I'm sure it was terrible.
Ugh, poor thing.
Right?
Because I'm sure, like, not only that, but testing positive is also awful.
Right.
Like, because you tested positive, so, you know, you could have had a partner that was dishonest about their condition, too. Mm-hmm. So you have to deal with that, and then you have to deal with people thinking you're gross. Like, that's
the
so
the stigma
sad.
Attached to it.
The stigma, yeah. Because, like, I'm sure at that point they're like, oh, you're gross. And it's like, no, they're not. They probably had a dishonest partner.
Yeah.
Who gave it to them. It's, ugh.
Yeah,
that poor person. Up. Like, so many different emotions.
Yeah. So the final story that I have or experience that I found was of Miss Billy Smith. And this was June 13th, 1942. So the first two stories were 1918, 1919. This is still fucking going on
so
in 1942.
So 80 years ago? That's crazy that this wasn't like the 1700s.
Right. So she's in Little Rock, Arkansas.
Okay.
She's a 33-year-old who is arrested for prostitution and immorality.
Oh, okay.
Like, that's legit one of the charges. Like, what?
How do you even
Who
judge
are
that?
You?
Is it immorality just like one of those things? Like, it's terrible. Like, it's all opinion-based.
Like, yeah, exactly. Like, it's a matter of opinion.
Girl's trying
fucking
to, like,
assholes.
Pay her bills. Good for her.
Yeah. So, she ends up pleading guilty, and she paid the $10 fine to get out of jail. So, from there, she's forced to do a medical exam, even though she's already paid her $10 to get the fuck out. Of course. They still make her do the exam. And then she has to wait in jail for the results. So even though she paid her $10, they took her $10. Oh. They're like, oh, thanks for the money.
And how long did the test results, I'm using quotation fingers, how long did the test results take?
It said it was a few days, so I'm not sure. Of course it was. But her tests ended up coming back that she had syphilis.
Of course they did.
And the health official that also just said that she had gonorrhea too. He's like, P.S., you also have gonorrhea, which is like, okay, does she really, or are you just like fabricating that?
I guarantee she didn't.
Yeah. So they sent her to a detention hospital in Hot Springs, Arkansas. She's fucking pissed. She paid her $10. She should have been able to leave. None of this should have happened.
They didn't get her $10 back, I'm sure.
No, of course not. So she wants to sue. She spends another 4 days in jail waiting for them to, like, decide if she can sue them or not. Like,
oh, wouldn't that be great if people were like, I don't know. Yes, you can sue us. Like, no.
Yeah, I don't
like,
know. That's fucking whatever. Stupid.
Yeah.
So this judge ends up saying that the case is just, like, null and void.
Of course it is.
But the Arkansas Supreme Court overrules and says that she was a danger to public health, and they demanded that she be quarantined.
Are you fucking kidding me? And let me guess, quarantine was a few months.
Who the fuck knows? Probably. Well, whenever they see fit to release her.
Sure.
So in the time between, you know, where they're like, here's what the sentence was, she had already gotten out of jail. I guess they like let her go finally.
Yeah.
So she peaced the fuck out.
As
I would do too.
Yeah. Same.
Yeah. So she's like, fuck you guys. Goodbye. She ends up, running away to Memphis, and they eventually find her, and they actually charged her another fine of $127 for various crimes.
In the 40s, that was probably like $1,000. Like,
right? I don't even know. It's a lot.
Compared to today.
And especially someone who's a sex worker, like maybe, I don't know. I would think that it's probably a little tight money-wise.
Yeah.
So they sent her back to the Hot Springs Detention Center.
Are you fucking kidding me? God. It probably cost them so much money to do this.
Yeah.
Too.
And she and another prisoner attempt to escape. And they're just like, fuck off. We're not doing this. So
she doesn't get her $10 back.
I like her. She's got balls. And at that point, they were just like, you know what? We don't even want her back. Just send her to jail. So
good. I'm glad she made it rough for them. So yeah. At least they had to do some heavy lifting.
Yeah. So she went to jail. But just in the category of like people trying to escape from these things, it was like super intense. Like there were barbed wire fences surrounding the facilities. There's reports of a woman who jumped out of a window to her death to escape. There's another, I guess, report that one woman jumped out of a moving train to try to get away. Like, they were sending
that's
her.
That's really scary.
And she jumped out. She's like, fuck you, no.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Basically, Billy was just sent to jail because, like, the Hot Springs Detention Center was just like, this lady is too much fucking trouble. We don't even want her here. So she finished out
she's
her sentence
we're
in jail.
Putting into this, yeah.
And then was just like, I don't really know exactly what happened after that. I think she just ended up living her life. Like, there wasn't, at least in this article, this Times article, it didn't really tell me, like, what happened after she finished her sentence.
Yeah.
I think she was just like,
lived
goodbye.
Her best life
like,
after that.
Yeah. So it was pretty crazy. Women would also destroy the buildings. So they would riot, and then they would set these buildings on fire.
Yes!
Fuck yes.
Ladies!
And
yes.
Burn them to the ground.
Yeah, burn it all down.
Yeah.
It's all bad.
So, yeah, that's kind of the extent of these stories that I found. But these laws are still in place. So they were never, like, completely taken off the books or anything. Like, these laws are still in place. And some of these health officials were still practicing this up until, like, the 70s.
That's, I just don't understand. I'm just baffled. Like, cause right now, I'm right? like, I have no words, but I have a lot of words.
Yeah.
My biggest thing is, like, I mean, I guess, like, we're in 2022, but, like, how was this ever approved? How did this go through this many channels of people, and they were like, makes sense, fuck women, I guess.
I mean, I think that's just, like, how it is. Which is, like, such an unfortunate answer, but I think women are viewed as second-class citizens. And if you're a woman of color, if you're an immigrant, like, you were, like, there weren't a lot of cases that
you were protected. You were not protected.
But there was a lot of, like, in the article just stating, like, people were getting raped. People were getting so abused in these centers. Like, these were not, they didn't have good intentions of even bringing you here.
No, like, none of this was, like, you know, because, like, if you were, like, oh, it was clinics and, like, doctors were looking them over. By all means, absolutely.
Well, I think it was for sure doctors. Like, it's... But it's, for like, sure, medical professionals.
But none of this was, like, for people's safety. It was just, like, I can control you.
Yeah.
Power,
like,
is
it
a
started
scary,
out being, like,
scary
oh, we want to make sure we cut down on, like, STIs and stuff. Which, okay. But why do we not, like...
But you mentioned earlier, like,
talk
the
about safe
stigma.
Sex.
The stigma. Like, I have had many friends that have had STIs. Mm-hmm. And every single one of them was because they had a dishonest partner who didn't share that information with them.
Sure.
And, like,
they, or they
and then
didn't
there's
even
a
know.
Stigma against them because it's like, oh, well, they have this. And it's like, yes, because they engaged with intercourse with somebody that didn't inform them of...
Or didn't even know themselves.
Prior, yeah.
And it's, like, such a, like, easy
STIs,
thing to take care of.
Yeah.
At least now. I mean, we're not getting fucking mercury shots.
I mean, penicillin, unfortunately, is a lot of ways to solve it. And a lot of people are allergic to penicillin. But it just makes me sad because they were like, ooh, these women are immoral and pure. It's like... Even if they did have an STD, like, it's really unfortunate for them. Like, it's not just, like...
Well, and they're not being handled with the proper care
no,
that they need. They're
no.
being abused. They're being not allowed to even talk to their family and be like, hey, this thing happened.
Yeah, be good
Here's
to let
where
your family...
I am.
Yeah, exactly. Just let the family know so the family's not,
yeah.
you know, freaking out too, but...
So that's the super fucked up American plan.
Okay, I propose we teach this in class, maybe, you know, to high schoolers and stuff like that.
Well, I feel like it goes hand in hand with sex ed. People don't know, and then shit happens because we're humans.
Here's a question for you. Were you taught proper sex ed ever?
I don't really think so.
I was not. I've been very fortunate.
Well, they didn't really teach us a lot about our own anatomy.
No.
I would say.
No.
I mean, it was just, like, memorize, like,
think of how many
parts.
Guys think, like, a period's like pee. They're like, why can't you hold it? And it's like, okay, if somebody punches you in the nose, you have to hold it. And they're like, well, I can't. I'm like, that's what it is. Like,
yeah.
It's...
So.
It's disturbing that people don't know about this kind of stuff.
For sure. Well, and it's just, like, a super dark side of history.
Oh, yeah.
Which I believe there's probably many, many more fucked up stories that they don't teach us in school
Let's
because
hope
they want
to... we find them and we'll share them.
Yeah, exactly. Like, we're taught that America is the best ever. And
it's not.
And this is not a good story. Like, it
and it's not
good.
Like this was, like,
doesn't look
hundreds
good.
And hundreds of years
no,
ago.
No, this is, like, fairly
this
recent.
This is too recent. Like, this was in our parents' lifetime. Like, our moms
yeah,
were around.
In the 70s,
yeah,
sure.
And our dads, like, when this was happening. Like, that's disgusting to think about. So.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Anyways, but, fuck the patriarchy.
Yeah, for sure. But if you're cool people, please email us stories.
Yeah,
or,
if you
know,
have weird, dark history stuff.
Yeah,
like,
we love
it. It doesn't
to learn
necessarily
about stuff.
Need to be, like, in any sort of. Specific category of true crime or haunted stuff. Or
I
like,
mean, I find
just
that
anything
creepy
that
as
you
hell.
Find
yeah.
creepy or that we should know about, that we should talk
or
about.
Tell us stories about you. We want to be friends.
I just
but
want to know fucked up things.
Email us at mysteriousmavenspod@gmail.com.
Or hit us up on Instagram at mysteriousmavenspod on Instagram. And you can DM us, you can like our photos.
Yeah, we have a website too. And please, you know, visit that. Give us a little bit of a, you know, visits and views and whatnot. Yeah. MysteriousMavensPod.com. We've kept it easy because we're really nice.
Yeah.
And it's just MysteriousMavensPod on everything.
Yeah, pretty much everything. So,
but yeah.
Let us know.
But we would love to hear from you.
Yeah, so. Until then, take care.
And take care of yourself. It's very important. You're the most important person. So.
In the world.
In the world ever.
Okay, bye.
Bye.